Repeater will start in 5 minutes.
Connecting wires.
X2CQ America now.
This is WA8KIM Wires X, connected to 21000.
Standby.
Alright, no problem, my friend. This is Whiskey Papa 4 Kilowatt Yankee, standing by.
Station in Puerto Rico, there's gonna be a net here pretty soon, so I'll pick you up as soon as the net is done. So like that, they don't, we're not interfering with the net. There's about 3 minutes left for the net. Like I said, I'll pick you up as soon as they're done with the net. See you, sir.
WA8KIM Repeater. Good evening. The time is 8 o'clock. This is the 444.275 Repeater. WA8KIM.
CQ, 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 all our stations, this is Kilowatt 1, Golf Golf Sierra, K1GGS, in Simi Valley, California, or I should say hot Simi Valley, California. Welcome to the Saturday evening or afternoon Fusion Information Technical Net. All stations are welcome to check in. Anyway, we normally run the net as I call for check-ins by area, so we'll do the East Coast, the middle of the country, and the West Coast, and those are not strongly defined. And then we'll take anybody outside the country. And once we get that completed, we'll do any announcements. So if you have announcements of AM Fest or anything coming up in your area where there might be a fusion meeting or whatever, it's a good time to put it out. And then we'll go for a round of comments, and today I'd like to do a little discussing before we get into that on using Fusion for emergency communications. So that's the lineup for today, and let's go ahead and get started with the roll call. Stations on the East Coast for the Fusion Net, K1GGS. That was KC3BFO, all we got was noise.
I'll check in, VE2YU.
Kilo 8, Victor Echo, Bravo Mobile. In and out, but listening.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm having a little trouble with my headphones here. Just a minute. Okay, I'm sorry to say this, but can we start the roll call over again? I had one station that checked in. There was nothing but noise. And then there were a couple of more, and my hearing aids and my headphones weren't operating together here, and I couldn't catch the call sign. So let's start again. Stations on the East Coast, K1GGS for the Fusion Net. KC3BFO, once again, nothing but noise. Let's continue with the roll call. Any other stations on the East Coast?
VE2YU.
Okay, I believe that was VE2YS, is that correct?
Checking in. to India 4, Golf November Tango, checking in. KC3VFO, I'm hearing here loud and clear, Rusty. I don't know what's going on your end, but I'm hearing here loud and clear here. And Newport Richie, Florida, KF4DND, back to the control.
Okay, KI4GNT, okay, and KC3BFO, log you in, but my end here, I'm getting nothing but loud static. Don't know why, but that's all we hear, so maybe it'll clear up or whatever the problem is by the time we get around to comments. Okay, any other stations on the East Coast, K1GGS?
Yeah, it's VE2YU, Yankee United.
It was a VE2YUK?
Negative, just VE2YU. Just Yankee uniform.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Welcome aboard. Any other East Coast stations? Okay, any stations in the middle of the country? K1GGS.
KC0ITF, Jason La Junta, Colorado.
W0ZZS,
WA8KIM, repeater.
KC0ITF, roger. I believe that was W0FZS. You're quite noisy. Did I get that correct?
W0ZZC.
Okay, we got it that time. W0ZZS. Very good. Any other stations in the middle of the country? K1GGS.
2 Alpha 7 Whiskey Zulu Mike. In Rock Springs, Wyoming. Good evening.
Whiskey Papa 4, Kilo Yankee.
Kilo, Bravo Zero, Uniform Oscar Alpha, Steve, Whistler Games. Okay, we got KA2WZM, WB4KY, KB0UOA. Any other stations in the middle of the country? Now, I hear one station calling, just nothing but static again. I don't know who that was, but try one more time. Okay, sorry, I'm getting a static at this end, so I might try to get a little later on, see if we can make it. Any other stations in the central part of the country? Okay, any stations on the west coast? KA6SUV.
Wyoming. No threat.
Okay, I got KA6SUB, and there was a double error. I missed the second one. Go ahead with the second one.
Kilowatt Alpha. Kilowatt 7 Delta, Romeo Alpha. Kilowatt 7 Delta, Romeo Alpha. Wyoming, no traffic.
Okay, KA7DLA, K1GGS, got it. Any other stations? Okay, any stations outside of the United States, K1GGS? Okay, any other check-ins for the U.S. anywhere in the country, K1GGS?
K1
Okay, don't hear anything. We've got a pretty good good number of nodes on here tonight. And the number keeps going up. That's nice. And I'd like to welcome everybody aboard. I don't have much of any new news, just for those stations that might have just recently put up repeaters. Just a reminder to go to www.repeaterbook.com. That's one word, repeaterbook.com. And if you upgraded your repeater or change your listing, if it's already there, to show it as a Fusion repeater. If it's not there, add it in, and that was about the only place we can go to get a semi-correct listing of Fusion repeaters. So, once again, I like to stress that. And let's see. Okay, just reading some notes here people are sending me. I'd like to welcome you all aboard tonight, and just a proof of thought. We've got a lot of people up here on voice, but I see very little activity on something that might come in handy in an emergency, and that's the news section of the nodes, or rooms, whichever the case might be. And the reason I say that is you've got some real neat ways of doing things there. Stations can send text messages to each other. Stations can send pictures in and post them on that on a particular node. And you can also leave voice messages, and then you can also leave emergency messages. And I'm not quite, let's see, okay Dave, we got that, thank you. And I don't know why it's happening either. Dave's talking to me here by text. And I'm just getting a solid burst of static every time you transmit, although KF4GNT was hearing you okay in Florida, so I don't have a clue what's going on there. There was one other station I heard nothing but static on, but I'm not sure if it was the same issue or not. So anyway, back to this news section. Now, for those of you that have the wires program running, you can see it usually on the bottom right side of your screen. There's a little tab that says news, and if you open that up, it shows various types of news. And what you can do, if you're in a community and you have a wires node there, and you have several stations with wires capability out there, and the camera, but it's not necessary, if something's going on, you could leave messages for everybody or to the EOC, and including pictures, and the EOC could log on, or if the EOC happened to have the node at it, and they had the program running, they'd just see them pop up, and they could then read them. And the pictures are not really great, but they're good enough for an emergency to have someone see what's going on around you. And in order to take pictures, of course, you need the optional camera microphone. And it's a sort of a point-and-click thing. You just point the microphone at what you want to take the picture of and push the button, and then it takes the picture, and then you push another button, and it sends it to the node. So it works quite well, and people can see it. Now, the other feature that's kind of neat is the emergency feature. I don't recommend using this a lot, but it's a good way to get the word out in a hurry. If you have a voice message and you save it on the node as an emergency message, the node or room will then automatically retransmit it to all stations on the node and to any other nodes, I believe, that you're connected to. And it'll do it every 5 minutes for 2 hours unless you cancel it. So if you had a tornado coming your way or something and you wanted to get the word out in a hurry, you could just pick up your HT and tell it to send record a voice mode message and put it in the emergency section. And then the repeater would automatically, or the wires box would automatically retransmit that emergency message every 5 minutes until you went in and canceled it, or 2 hours was up. So if you get a chance to play with that, feel free to use my room or node and leave me messages or whatever, and I'll send one back to you. And it works quite well. I know a few stations that have used it quite successfully, and I think the majority of the stations don't even know it exists. So anyway, that's just some little information for tonight. Does anybody have any comments or questions on that? K1GGS for the FusionNet. Okay, are there any additional stations for the net? K1GGS. Seeing not hearing anything, let's go for a round of comments. Also, someone's sending a message. You can't send messages to CQ America. I used to be able to, but they've apparently cut it off. So the only way you could do it is connect up with another node. Apparently, the Japanese-run CQ, whatever, sites have been limited so that you can't send messages, at least even a couple days ago. So you'll have to wait until the net's over and try it directly with me if you want or whatever. Okay, let's start a round of comments. VE2YS, K1GGS. Good evening. Any comments for the net?
Yeah, the call sign is VE2YU. I believe we talked this afternoon. No comments. I was just hoping to get some information about the software. I don't know if somebody can help me, but I've entered in my frequency of the repeater, yet when I look at the list, it's not showing up. Some people's frequencies do show up and some don't. And I do have it entered in correctly. I don't have it checked off the hive. And I'm just wondering if there's a reason why it's not coming out in the list. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm not quite sure on that, if you have it entered in properly. How do you have it? What do you have for numbers in the frequency spot there? Where do you have it? How do you have it entered?
Oh, I have it entered in as 443.550 with a plus 5.000, and it's showing me on the setup is 443.550 and 448.550. Everything else I've entered comes out correctly. The city, even the little message I put on, everything comes out with my coordinates, which are on the same area. And yet, for some reason, the tone squelch that I've entered in and the frequency does not appear. And like I said, I'm not the only one. I see there's quite a few other people that it's not showing up either. So I'm just wondering if it's an inherent issue. Because I am using the D1X repeater, as the wires node. So I'm just wondering if it's one of the small things that you do need to fix.
Okay, so I assume that you have it listed as voice channel as digital and then a 440, whatever it is, and the squelch type if you have one, and move it on or off, and the power. And then the offset down there is set properly. And do you have the reverse checked, or if it's necessary? I know over here quite often it's you need the reverse in there for some reason. I don't know. I forget now. I remember reading it at the time. I do have mine checked and it's working, so maybe that's an issue. Want to give that a try? Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, well, I have a modulation analog frequency is in. I have tone squelch with the 103.5, and I have the power is low, the offset, and I have the reverse checked off because it's a repeater, so the RX is the opposite of my radio. So I have it all done, and I just find it odd why it's not showing. So, like I said, everything else is just that one thing. And, again, I notice there's a lot of people, if you look through the node list, that their frequency is not showing either, but...
Okay, yeah, just a thought. And this is, I have no indication that this might be it, but for the fun of it, try clicking digital and wait a few minutes and see if it shows up. I'm just guessing there's a possibility that they're only showing the digital ones on there. I don't know, but it might be worth a try.
Okay, very good. I'll try it later. I don't want to do it while the net is on, because I may not be able to transmit after. Because, of course, as you know, the repeater has its limitations with the firmware, and it only works in the analog mode. So I'll wait till after the net. That's a very good suggestion, and I certainly appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, very good. And we did get your message that you sent from the software to my software. That came through fine. Okay, very good. Be interesting to see how that works out. Anybody else have any comments on that problem? Okay, let's continue down the list. KO4GNT. K1GGS, you're next. KI4GNT, K1GGS, any comments for the net?
Yes, good evening to everybody on the net there. This is KI4GNT. I do have a question there, Rusty. Every now and then, not all the time, but every now and then, I'm hearing you twice. I don't know if it has to do with the software or what it is, but I'm hearing you twice. Just to let you know, I don't know if it's the wireless box here or the software here or where it's coming from, but I've been hearing you twice. And, of course, I've been seeing the pinging a lot from the one of the analog stations there. Also, there is a station through, hold on a second here, KP4CRA, KP4CRA, that when you get to that station, he has a question, so that'll be the time to ask the question there at the station in Puerto Rico. KF4GNT, back to the control.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I didn't see the station from Puerto Rico. Check in. What was his call sign? And I'll give him a call when at the end of the net.
Yes, like I said, he's coming to the KP4CRA, and he's a Whiskey Papa 4 Yankee something. He's listening right now to the KP4CRA.
W-A.
Okay, very good. Well, I see him there now. Okay, got him. Okay, thank you very much. Let's see. Next, KC0RTF. K1GGS, any comments?
Good evening there, Rusty the Net. Not too much. Still trying to figure out the QSL card. Apparently we're doing everything right, but we're still not seeing it pop up or anything, but... Also, the other problem from last week that I was having, I guess we only solved half the problem, connecting to a station via the software, we get the connect message, but when we connect through the repeater for, the DTMF tones, we get nothing, so evidently there's some bug or something, or something we're not getting. For the connect message, when you connect up to a node or a station there, so, but perhaps someone knows what we're doing wrong there, so, that's it for me, KC0ITF.
Okay, very good. Well, stay around after the net, maybe we can go through some settings and make sure we agree on them and see if it'll work. Okay, well, W0ZZS, K1GGS, good evening. Any comments?
K1GGS, W0ZZS. Okay, good evening, Rusty. And no, not much in the way of comments. Just enjoy the net and then have fun listening to the system here all day long on my mobiles and on the basic.
You may
have a good evening,
K1GGS, W0. Okay, very good. You're quite noisy into the repeater, but we are copying you okay. KA2WZM, K1GGS, good evening.
Correction on the call.
call sign is Kilo Alpha 7 Whiskey Zulu. And I'm in Rock Springs, Wyoming. I have no comments for the net. Just kick back up, join the net. It's a beautiful evening here in Rock Springs, and we'll let you go there, and I'll catch you later on. Okay, 7WZM.
Whiskey Papa 4 Kilo Yankee K1GGS. Any comments for the net? Okay, KB4 ULA K1GGS. Any comments?
KB0 ULA, Steve, Wichita, Kansas. Just got my FTM 100 hooked up yesterday. Got it right on my July 200 boat, and just working right. KB0 ULA.
Okay, very good. Yeah, you sound good. And plenty of audio, that's for sure. And welcome aboard the net. KA6 SUV, K1 GGS, any comments?
Good evening, Rusty in the net. Other than saying that the second person that you talked to in the roll call was noisy, I think they were noisy to everybody. The first one I heard clearly, so something's going on. Anyway, you have a beautiful afternoon there, and I will do the same. So it's a great to see you guys back to net control. K6 SUV. Thanks for calling.
Okay, KA6 SUV, K1 GGS, very good. Yeah, we, I was 110 degrees on my roof here at about 10:30 this morning, so I haven't looked since. All right, KA7 DRA, K1 GGS, good evening, any comment?
Good evening, Rusty. Kilo Bot 7 Delta Romeo Alpha, no comments tonight. Good to hear everybody on the net. And Chuck just got his node up and running down at the ranch down there south of town. So that's KE7GZM, so glad to see he's got that one up and running. That's good, Ned. Thanks, Rusty, again, for taking it. Kilowatt 7 Delta, Romeo Alpha.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for coming. Are there any late check-ins for the net, K1GGS?
K1GGS, KSRB.
K6SRB, K1GGS, good evening. Any comments?
Good evening, Russ. This is K8SRV, not a late in the knowledge shorts. No, not much, just enjoying it, and you're sounding good. And that's about extent. I'm doing a little bit HF work right now, that's why I forgot to get on at 8 o'clock. Sorry about that. Anyway, thank you again for holding the net. I enjoyed it. This is K8SRB, West Central Ohio. Send it please, let's see.
Okay, thank you, 73s. Any other stations for the net? KC3 BFO, K1 GGS. You're still real noisy out here on the West Coast for some reason. Nothing but static, so I'm not sure what's going on here. I'm hearing most everybody else with no problem, but hang on a second here and say KA6 SUV, you still around?
I guess I'm Rusty. When he came in, it was all noise for the first half of the transmission, and then it came clear, just a nice clean signal and good audio when he gave his call at the end. So I don't know what's happening, but the stuff going on, it might, you know, I have no idea whether it's a server or what in between.
Yeah, okay, it's probably my internet connection. It's sometimes flaky. It's the highest speed I can get, but it sometimes slows down considerably. Right away, yeah, okay, you were kind of rough that time yourself, so I don't know, maybe it's on my end. I'll have to try rebooting the router after the net and see if that clears things up. Okay, I guess that's about all we have for tonight. We thank you all for coming aboard, and if anybody has anything they'd like to go over or discuss, feel free to bring it up on the net next week, and we'll give it a shot. Thank you again once for coming aboard, and stay cool. K1GG at City Valley, California.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Now, we do have that one person who's having some problem with the radio. This is KA6-SUBB. You want to go ahead and explain what's going on?
KA6-SUBB, K1-GGS, he's up on the, doing texting with, not quite sure who he's talking to here, but he's up there talking with someone about the problem.
Oh, okay. Very good. Then I will let that go. Thank you very much, Rusty. You have a good one. Yeah, we got 88 degrees here right now, so not bad today. KA6-SUBB, we'll be up there.
KA6-SUBB, K1-GGS. Okay, I'm not sure he got the problem solved, so you might want to give him a call. It's, excuse me, KC0ITF. KC0ITF, you still there?
Roger, Roger.
Okay. Give KA6-SUB a call if he's going to help you with that problem.
Apparently we thought maybe we had the problem solved last week, but evidently it only works through the software. When we try to do a DTMF tone to the repeater, we still get silence. So any thoughts there, KC0ITF.
Okay. Hey, are you doing that in digital mode, I'm assuming, and are you seeing everything with a pound sign?
Well, the wire's actually, the repeater's still in the FM as far as I know, and I'm just playing on with digital on my own little node here, but it is going over the repeater, but that's the problem we're having, it's an analog repeater.
Okay, so it's not a digital, it's not a Yaesu fusion repeater?
But yeah, we do have a repeater just in FM mode, since that's all the network can handle right now, so it's a Yaesu DLL1X.
Then you're going to be transferring into that via the FM, you're going to be in FM mode, not digital mode on your radio going through the repeater, and then you have the node hooked up directly to the repeater, correct?
Yep, right in the back there.
Okay, next question, are you using an external controller on that repeater?
No, just the DO1X and the wireless box.
Okay, so I have to ask all the questions because I know if you have the external controller, it will not work. So, at least I haven't found a way yet. So you should be able to use the pound sign and connect to your station. It's, you know, I mean, I've done it, so I know it works. I'm trying to figure out why it wouldn't be working for you. But you are keying the repeater up like you normally would, right? So there's no problem there, right?
Yeah, we put in a pound sign and a number, and it connects. We just don't get a message from it.
Oh, when you say you get a message, I can't remember now if you get a message or not. You should actually even hear it say you're connecting other people in and out.
Well, we get that message whenever we do it through the software. Whenever we're doing it remote, we get to connect through the software. But when we do it through the FM with the DTMF tones, we get silence.
You have any trouble on that one? I've used it that way myself. So I know it works.
I just say we discovered a new bug, so I don't know if we need to report this to Yesu or who we need to report this to.
K1GGS. 41. Yeah, well, your wires Xbox, do you have the announcements selected so that the computer knows to send them out?
Yeah, we have it checked, and it works through the software, but just not through the DTMF tones.
Okay, so in the general settings in the wires box, you have the announcement selected that you want to work, and you say that they don't work. I wonder if you have, I don't know. If they're all selected there, they probably should work fine.
Well, the only option we don't have checked is the rumors are coming in and out. I think that's too much verbiage, but everything else is checked, I believe.
Okay, and you got me. Just thought I'd check on that one. I think what I would do is give Yesu Tech Support a call and ask them about that, because they're the experts at it, and they may have seen that before, but I've never used it, so I'm not really just guessing at this, but it looks like if those things are selected, that it should probably be sending out the information.
Tech support will, I guess that's the way to go. KC0ITF, thanks for the help, everyone.
WA8K.
Okay, I don't know how we helped you, but anyway, that's okay. Okay, K6SUV, K1GGS, do you concur that with announcements checked that it should be sent out if he's in the analog mode, but obviously it isn't? Roger, I feel that, should be doing that. If he also had the in-out checked, at least if he was connected, he'd be getting, if the room was active, he'd be getting something back before he'd know something's working. We went through the boxes last week, and so I think we figured out we had everything, or yeah, I think he said he found something he didn't have right. And I thought, well, that's all that I was good all week long. I think I may help somebody. So, oh, well, back to the drawing board. Yes would be the way to go on that. If we pretty well, we try to figure things out here. A1GG, SKA6SUV. Yeah, okay, the only other thing might be the DTMF detect gain. But he says that it works. I mean, he gets connected, he just doesn't get the announcement back. So I guess the DTMF gain is probably correct, because the wires box is hearing the tones and making the connection. It's just not answering, and that's a good question, why that's happening. Yeah. Well, I'm going to the 400 right now. I'm not hooked up directly to the repeater, and so my settings are a little bit different. When I go through the repeater, it changes. So when the last week I was going through the repeater, I had the node directly to the repeater. So, you know, I was not having any problems with it. I think you also while you hook up the repeater, if you have it in auto mode and you need your software in analog, you can do digital, and that's what I've been doing, and it seems to be working okay. If you don't have the menu, I think you're missing the menu out of the deal. But anyway, yeah, it worked.
Okay, well, that's good. Hey, let's hope he gives him a call and then reports back to us what it was, because there may be some other people who are interested in the same thing, so it'd be nice to know. KC0ITF, K1GGS, can you go ahead and give them a call when you get a chance and let us know what happens?
Will do. At least we've got something to talk about on the net. KC0ITF.
Okay, have a good week, and we'll catch you next week. K1GGS.
K1GGS, KC3BFO. Hello now, Ruffy.
KC3BFO, K1GGS, I guess you put another quarter in the slot.
No, I don't quite understand this. In the HRI settings, I've only set them at 12 instead of 96. When I have them at 96, you can't hear me. Some people can, but you can't. Now I have it back to 12. KC3BFO.
No, that sounded like taking a quarter out of the box then. Okay, let's see what I have mine set for here. Hang on a second. Okay, well, you're set for RX-12 right now, and you had it set for RX-9600, is that correct?
Yeah, right, Rusty, that's correct. I always up at 12, and then I had a conversation last week, so I threw it over to 96. It receives okay, but it doesn't transmit apparently correctly. Something's weird anyhow. I'm not quite sure I understand it, but right now, it's still in 12.
Okay, I don't know either. I have both set on 12, so it could be it. We just weren't compatible tonight.
Well, as I always say on DMR, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So I'm gonna leave it at 12 by 12 and call it a day. Rusty, thank you. Thank you for your help this evening. Thanks everyone for putting up with the noise here if you heard it. And KC3PFO from Allentown, PA. Good evening, everybody.
Okay, well, next time call me on DMR and I'll check you in there. Okay, 73s, and it's worth trying. I'll have to play around with that and see what happens if I change mine. Did you have both transmit and receive at 96, or just receive?
No, just receive. Just receive. I had the... No, I beg your pardon. Just transmit. Just transmit. The receiver was 12.
Okay, yeah, I suspect that was the issue, but I'll have to do some research and see what they recommend on that. Okay, thank you very much, and we'll catch you next week, K1GGS.
KC3BFO.
Okay, Ken, what are you trying? KA6SUB, K1GGS, if you moved up to 9600, you get the noise problem.
Hey, you're unreadable. K1 GGS.
SUB station from KC3BFO. But I have you loud and clear in Pennsylvania.
Okay, I'll just switch back to 12 and 12. That's good to hear me there. I guess it takes 96 to make the trip.
W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
I guess, Ken, I have you loud and clear on 12, and I have you loud and clear on 96. But, Rusty couldn't hear you.
You know what? It might have something to do with his internet. The speed. Maybe the internet's not handling the 96 that way.
Could be. It could be. That's hardly get really adept in that area, so I don't know. But, yeah, I would think that would seem reasonable.
Okay, well, I just switched back to 12 so that we're back into 12. But I think, I remember the other last week when I plugged it into the back of the repeater, I think it automatically chose 96. For receive, I think I had to change the other one manually in order to make it where I could hear people and talk to them.
I'm wondering if it's different. I'm on a 400 now. I don't have the availability to plug into the back of our repeater. It's up at the site. But I'm wondering if it's different when one plugs into the DR1X as opposed to putting me a 200 watts on 400 radio. That's probably what's going on.
Yeah. One of the things I was telling the other gentleman earlier was that I do know that if you have the remote controller on your repeater, you can't plug the wired box into it. I've been playing around with this. I've got a couple of repeaters sitting on the workbench here. I'm going to be putting them up on different sites. And so I have the luxury of playing with them without having to run up to the top of the hill. So this is good.
Yeah, you're in you're in a much better capacity than we are. We have the compound's line and individuals each own another two for a total of three, and all three of them are basically standalone. One's 2 meters, and the other two are 75 meters, and we're just sitting up there chunking away in standalone. We're kind of anxious to be able to get linking on there and get them up back. That'll be nice.
Yeah, one of these days, I'm going to try to finish this one repeater project, which I've been playing with, because the owner wanted to use an old controller so he can continue to use his remote bases. And we've been messing with that for months, and trying to make it work the way he wants it to work, and it's just not going to happen, so... We made a decision that we're going to put a modern controller up there, and so we're sort of testing and burning things in and getting things ready. Probably next weekend we may just move everything up there. I've got a fusion repeater up there now, but it's standalone, so we'll take a controller up and plug it in and get it going. And we'll work on the next project. I got to get internet ported up there, so I'll do a microwave link for internet, and then put the echo link with the IRLP and the wires act up there on the hill.
You're going to have a fine setup. You're going to have a fine setup on Flat 12. I'm envious.
Well, it ain't done yet. That's the game plan.
Yeah, I hear you. But I know how it goes. I gotta jump. I gotta get some stuff for a squirrel here. running out of evening in southeastern Pennsylvania. Nice talking to you, and thanks everybody, and we'll talk to you again soon. KC3VFO, Allentown, Pennsylvania, and I'll be clear.
KA6SUV, K1GGS. KA6SUV, K1GGS.
Yeah, go ahead. There, Rusty.
Interesting. While you were talking, I shifted to 96 transmit and receive on mine. And on 96, I was getting the echo like KA4GNT keeps talking about on you. I was not getting it on the other station, but I was getting it on you. And then I shifted back to receiving transmit 12, and it went away. So it was some type of a... I don't know if we all have to be on 96 or all on 12 to make it work right, or what.
I don't know. It sounds like maybe that's what we have to do, be together. And again, this might be something they're going to straighten out when they get the other software out there, because you're going to have a faster rate,
Yeah, I don't know. That's the first time I think that I can remember a station checking in. It was all noise like that wasn't on analog. So I'm not sure why. It probably, once again, it might be my internet connection, but it was interesting that when I went up to 96 that I started hearing a little echo on you. It was, it was still readable, but there was an echo there like TI4GNT says he keeps hearing on me. So next week I'll check with him and see if he's... on a different speed than I am, and maybe that'll solve, just see if that solves the issue. If that's the case, then maybe we'll have to have a discussion about what we're going to have it set at.
X. W-A-8-K-I-M, repeater.
Net Control, I'm right here listening, and where exactly on the URZ software you get to see that?
The TI4G and TK1GGS setting is under... Yeah, it's under... preferences, and then HRI 200 setup, and then there's RX in select and RX out for TX gain, and when I had them set on 96, I was getting echoes like you were getting, but when I set on 12, it was okay, and then as you probably heard, KC3BFO was loud and clear when he went back to 12.
Okay, I'm sorry to ask you again, but I click on settings. From settings, I go to the HRI 200 setup. Is that right?
Yeah, go to... Oops, I just went too fast and missed it. Yeah, I went to settings and then go down to the HRI 200 setup under property, and you'll see the second one down is RX in select and then TX out gain on the bottom, and with those set on 9600, at least with VFOs was set on 9600, I couldn't hear them, but apparently stations with who were set up for 9600 could, my guess is.
Okay, I'm looking at them right now, and I have not changed that at all at any time. And RX in select, it says 12, and TX out gain, it says also 12. So, on my end, they both have been on, like that for, you know, since the beginning of the setup. I have not heard you on Echo anymore there for a while, so I really don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, unless there's something else that I should look at, maybe you want to point another something else to me. But like I said, the RX Intellect is 12, and the TXL game is also 12.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, we'll see you next week. Okay, I think I'll go out and make some supper, so getting past supper time here. 73, K1GGS.
All right, 73, KF4GNZ.
This is KI4BWS.
N4DLW, KF4GNC, and N4 Richie calling. How about other days? Nothing heard from N4DLW. KF4GNC will be cleared, and here's what.
N4 station, this is KI4VWS.
N4, you're looking for what?
Yeah, we can hear the bars. Here's the bars. Let's cue soda and push soda.
WA8KIM repeater.
VE7LBE. Can anybody tell me what time does the net start in Massey 2 America? Is the net over or has it started yet? VE7LBE.
K7DRA again, were you asking if the net is ready to start or is it over? The net tonight finished about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay, because I was listening to some guys talking and I was wondering what format is the net taking and what time it will start. Okay, because it's just past 6 o'clock here. And I don't get home until after 5 o'clock. Okay, thank you. This is EE7LEE in Vancouver.
Yeah, okay, no problem. Yeah, my time zone is 6 o'clock when it starts here in Mountain Time Zone. So 5 o'clock on Pacific. All right, you have a good evening. K7DRA, Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Yeah, because here in Vancouver, it's still rush hour traffic, even though it's Saturday. Our traffic is over 3 hours long. Well, on weekends, it's only about, 3 hours long on weekends. On weekdays, it's about 4 hours long. And we have a dedicated radio station for traffic reports 24 hours a day. It's a VE7LP.
Alrighty. Yeah. That's a lot of traffic. We don't have that kind of traffic up here in Rock Springs. And our population's about 19,000. But I'll tell you what, they all seem to get on the road at the same time. It does get a little hectic. Alright. I'm going to go in here and finish some dinner. Nice running into you here tonight. I'll talk to you here later, I hope. You have a good evening and the rest of the weekend. I hope it's uneventful. And he gets your rest. K7DRA, Rock Springs.
K1GGS, GKA6SUV.
K6SUV, K1GGS.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here, but, I'm on the HD here, and the darn thing would transmit, but it didn't have a PO or something. It wouldn't go through the repeater back to the node. And so I ended up resetting the repeater and then reset the AD. Now it's with the HD. Whatever happened, it shut it down. I guess I just talked too much. That's what I get from being a motor mouth.
Well, I'm surprised we didn't have more people from the West Coast on there. It's too hot to be outside today.
Yeah, I know. I was a little surprised that there weren't that many check-ins from the air. We had quite a few in the mid and the eastern. That was pretty good. So, okay, as I said earlier, I was going to go fix dinner. I just couldn't do that if I had a problem moving here.
Okay, well, I just got mine, made my smoothie. I'm sitting here drinking it, so watching the news. So, have a good evening, K1GGS.
Okay, Rusty, 33's K1GGS, KA6SUV, take yourself there.
WA8KIM, repeater. WA8KIM, repeater, wires X.